Hello everyone, my name is Aaron Edgar, and this podcast concerns Twitter from a blindness perspective. First, let me go over a quick summary of what I'll be covering today. I'll start out basically with a couple of things about myself that are important to this recording. Secondly, I'll talk about what Twitter is and how you can go about creating an account, setting up your profile, posting updates, and so on. Then I will talk about some Twitter conventions that are observed when posting to Twitter. And finally, I will touch on, but not really demonstrate due to time constraints, accessible Twitter and what that is and what that does. First of all, let me say that I am blind, thus the title of this podcast. That means that I will be using a screen reader to navigate the computer. You will hear it speaking in the background. You will also notice that I do all of my navigation via the keyboard. So instead of talking about clicking on something with a mouse, for example, I will say press such and such a keystroke. And that is how I will be navigating this. Let me also say that this is the second time I am recording this podcast. The first time my digital recorder that I use had some serious mess-ups, and I could not iron them out with a sound editor as I had hoped. So I'm recording this all over again. There is a part of the first podcast that I will be leaving in a sense. A lot of you wanted to hear the fight I had with Twitter's audio captcha when I was setting up the account in the first podcast. I won't be restaging that in this podcast, but I will include that rant at the end of this recording, kind of as an outtake. So feel free to listen to it or not at your leisure. Let me also say before we get started that I am not a professional at podcasting. I am really an amateur. I do this for my own enjoyment. I don't have any fancy recording equipment. You will get more ambient noise with my digital recorder, for instance, than you would get if I had a nice mixer microphone set up. So bear with me here as we get started. Forgive any inadequacies as far as the recording goes. And let's move along and finally get started. First, I'd like to talk briefly about what Twitter is, in case any of you listening to this don't know. Twitter is a microblogging platform where you post updates about yourself, whether personal or professional, in 140 characters or less. Twitter's little tagline, if you go to their website, is, "What are you doing?" And then underneath that, there is a 140-character edit box, and you type things in there that you're doing, things that you found on the web, things from other people that you found interesting, etc. And then you will post them to Twitter's website. And it will put your updates in kind of a timeline, and people can look at them and find out anything about you that you want them to find out. You can keep the updates public in so that all the people who follow you can look at them. You can keep them private, and I'll show you how to do that later on, or protected, rather. Or you can privately message and reply to someone's message using Twitter, but keep it private between the two of you. And I'll show you how to do that later as well. First, in order to access Twitter, you have to create an account and set up a profile that tells people not only who you are and your username, but a little bit about yourself. So let's start with that process. I am going to go to the desktop. My browser of choice is Mozilla Firefox. I will go in there, and we'll get started. Actually, I need to slow Jaws' speech down, because I realized it's way too fast for most of y'all to follow, probably.
App start arrow. Alert. Web Wisdom is now enabled. Close this message. App start. Google English Omnibus Mozilla Firefox. Type keyword to search edit arrow.
All right. I will talk about WebVism in a little while. You heard WebVism is now enabled. I'll get to that when we get to Twitter's CAPTCHA requirement. So, we are going to open the location dialog box and type in http://www.twitter.com. Twitter, T-W-I-T-T-E-R.
Google English Omnibus Mozilla Firefox Edit Combo. Type in text. Location, location, edit combo.
HTTP. Twitter.com.
App start. 0%. Arrow. Twitter, what are you doing? Mozilla Firefox.
All right, we are there. We are at Twitter. So, we want to take a look at this page and see what it has on it. For the most part, Twitter has done a very good job of making the website accessible for those of us with visual impairments. You will hear, for instance, alternate keystrokes for going to various portions of the web page. What I'm going to basically do now is hit down arrow several times so we can kind of get a clue as to what this is about.
List of four items. Twitter, what are you doing?
All right, that's the top there.
List of four items. Same page link, skip past navigation, alt plus shift plus zero.
That's what I mean by one of those alternate keystrokes.
On the mobile phone, check out.
m.twitter.com.
And so you can go to it on your mobile phone if you have access to the internet. And when my screen reader switched to a female voice parody there, when it said m.twitter.com, that means I'm at a link.
Exclaim. Same page link, skip to navigation, alt plus shift plus two.
The popping means other things. We won't get into what all the sounds mean unless they're important to the demonstration.
Same page link, skip to sign in form. Select language, dot, dot, dot. Select.
So you can...
Twitter.com, alt plus shift plus one, alt plus shift plus one.
You can go in and view Twitter, the Twitter page, in whatever language you would like.
What is Twitter?
Okay, the piano notes indicate that I'm going on past some headings here.
List of three items.
What? Why? How?
List N. What is Twitter?
We don't need to go into those links. We'll just go in.
Twitter is a service for friends, family, and co-workers to communicate and stay connected through the exchange of quick, frequent answers to one simple question. What are you doing? Lang.
Get started and dash join.
Lang.
Arrow on red. Watch a video.
Lang. Please sign in. Lang. Username or email address. Edit.
That's where you can put in your username if you've already signed up, of course.
Lang. Password. Password.
What's your password?
Remember me.
You can have your browser remember your password for you.
Remember me. Lang. Sign in. Lang. Forgot password?
Click here.
Lang. Already using Twitter from your phone?
Click here.
Lang. List of three items. Lock quote. Incredibly useful. Lang. Lock quote end. Wired. Lock quote. When I first started doing it, I thought, geez, not another website to worry about updating and checking, but now I'm glad I did it. Lang.
And we get to some testimonial.
Footer.
And a footer, which just contains...
List of 12 items. Copyright 2009 Twitter.
The copyright and some other links you can go to. They have...
About us. Contact. Log. Status. Ads. API. Search. Help. Jobs. Terms. Privacy.
List end.
So, let us go back up to the top of the page.
Twitter, what are you doing?
And since I don't remember where the join link was, I'm going to have to go search for it again, so bear with me.
Same page on the mobile phone. Exclaim. Same page, link, skip, design, list, end. Collapse, select, blank.
Twitter.com, alt, plus, shift.
What is Twitter? List of
what? Why? How?
List, end, what is blank? Twitter, quest, blank.
Get started, and dash, join.
Aha! Get started, join up. So we're going to join up. I'm going to hit that.
Username or email address.
App start, 50%.
It's thinking.
75%.
No, it's still thinking.
Twitter, what are you doing? Same page, link, arrow.
All right. Now,
Twitter.com, alt plus shift plus one, alt plus shift plus one.
We're going to go into the fields where you can put in your information. Basically, just to let you know, I am creating this account solely for the purposes of this demonstration, and then it will be deleted. So I will give you my actual Twitter contact information at the end of this podcast.
Lang, already on Twitter?
Sign in.
Lang, join the conversation. Lang, already use Twitter on your phone? Save Lang, full name, edit.
Okay, we had some repetitive text there, and now we are down to what you're going to need to put in here. So let's go through the various things that we'll need to fill in.
Full name, edit. Enter your first and last name. Username, edit.
That's the username that you will want to use.
Your URL, http://twitter.com/username.
And that's what your URL will look like. If you want people to find you on Twitter and just give them a website to go to, it will be http://twitter.com/ your username.
Password. Password edit.
That is where you will put in the password that you want.
Email edit.
You will give Twitter your email address.
I want the insights group and please send the email updates.
And that is a checkbox where you can have it send you email updates, just like it said.
I want the insights group and type the words above. Edit.
Now that is the CAPTCHA.
CAPTCHA means this, list of two items.
Get to the words. Listen to the words.
And you know what? I'm not even going to go to the audio CAPTCHA. You'll hear my fight with that at the end of this recording. We're not even going to try that. I'll explain a little bit about how I'm going to get around the CAPTCHA in a minute.
Listen, LAN, powered by ReCAPTCHA. LAN,
help.
LAN, create my account.
Okay, so there's a help link if you're having trouble.
LAN, brown bird left. LAN.
A little graphic there, a little birdie.
By clicking on the apostrophe, create my account above, you confirm that you are over 13 years of age and accept the
terms of service. Terms of service.
All right, that's kind of the end of the page. I will not go in and read you the terms of service. That is something you can do on your own. I will...
Can't read this. Username. Twitter/quiz. Same on the public. Same page with save list at LAN.
Twitter.com.
LAN already on Twitter. LAN join the com. LAN already you'd save. LAN full edit.
All right.
Full name. Edit.
Okay, we're back to the full name. And we are going to enter that.
Forms mode on. Secure connection.
So I will type my name.
Caps lock off. E. Space.
And my caps lock on there. Aaron Edgar.
Can't read this. Username edit. Type in text.
And for some reason, it's saying can't read this, which is further down on the page, but JAWS is my screen reader is for some reason stuck on that, so you'll hear that occasionally. Now it's going to ask for your username that you want. This is how you will be identified on Twitter. If people want to write to you, Twitter you, they will see an @ and then your username, which will be one word. I will type in Aaron B. Edgar. As all one word. When you type it in initially to create an account, you do not need to put the @ in.
Can't read this. Password edit. Type in text.
They will want a password.
Can't read this. Email edit. Type in text.
Your email address.
Can't read this. I want the inside scoop and
I do not want to receive these email update things.
Can't read this. Type the words above edit. Type in text.
This is where we get to the interesting part. This is the CAPTCHA that Twitter has for security reasons, so that it's an attempt not to have, of course, spammers come and use Twitter for spamming purposes. It is not always successful. So Twitter is like any other internet thing. They try to get around and eliminate as much spam as they can, but there will be times when you may get some people following you who are spammers. So, anyway, we are on the CAPTCHA field, and it is, of course, invisible to us totally blind people. Like I said, the audio CAPTCHA that Twitter has provided as an alternative, I commend them for doing that. However, it is incomprehensible. I've heard this from more than one blind user of Twitter. So, what I'm going to do is submit this to a CAPTCHA-solving service called WebVism. This service is only available to visually impaired individuals. You have to be invited to join, and there is a limit on the number of CAPTCHAs that you can submit to the service each day. So in that way, they try and keep spam bots out of it, and by asking for invitations, they pretty much ensure that visually impaired people will be the only ones using it. The third and most important requirement of WebVism is that it only works with Mozilla Firefox. It is a free extension for Mozilla Firefox. It does not work with any other browser, such as Internet Explorer. If you are visually impaired and have another browser, like Opera, Internet Explorer, Safari, that kind of thing, you will need sighted assistance in order to solve this CAPTCHA if, like me, you find it, the audio version, incomprehensible. So, I am going to submit this to WebVism. It will put the results in my clipboard, and we will see if they are satisfactory for Twitter.
Label page. Solve CAPTCHA. We alert the CAPTCHA was submitted to WebVism. You will be notified when the result is ready. Close this message.
And we'll wait while WebVism thinks about it. I'm not sure where their server is located, but it's thinking about it. And it will paste it into the clipboard. And I will copy it to the edit field. As it still thinks, and thinks, and thinks.
Alert, the CAPTCHA result for Twitter.com has been added to your clipboard ready for pasting solution. 41 deleted. Close this message.
Now, I don't have to worry about closing the message, but we will see if that indeed solves it here.
Forms mode on. Secure connection. Paste it. Can't read this. I accept. Create my account to activate. Press spacebar.
All right. We're on the accept button. So here we go. Let's see if it works. Okay. We have been accepted, and now we are on a new page. And the title of that page is, first thing at the top.
Twitter/find people you know on Twitter, Mozilla Firefox.
Okay.
List of five items. Same page link, skip past navigation, alt plus shift plus Z on the mobile text. Same list end.
Those accessible links at the top.
Link.
Twitter.com, alt plus shift plus one.
See if your friends are on Twitter.
Okay, see if your friends are on Twitter. So this is the next step. Finding people you know on Twitter.
List of five items.
Gmail.com, Gmail.
Okay, so you can import your addresses from your email client, and it will compare your email addresses to people on Twitter. And if it doesn't find any, it will flush your addresses. I don't think it'll keep them on its on the Twitter server. And there are some other email clients you can go into too, AOL, Yahoo, etc.
Link. We can check if your friends on other services already have a Twitter account. Choose a service from the list on the left. Link.
That was what we just passed.
Roundboard left. Link.
Skip this step.
Link. List of six items.
Alt plus shift plus profile alt plus shift plus P.
Okay. We can skip that step, which we just did, and we have the following options. We can go home, we can go into profile,
find people, alt plus shift plus equals,
find people,
settings, alt plus shift plus S,
going into settings,
alt plus shift plus,
and help,
same page link, sign out,
and you can sign out,
list end,
that's the end of the page.
Same. Alt plus shift plus H.
Now we're going to go to profile,
profile, alt plus shift plus T,
and take a look at what is in the profile page.
Profile alt plus shift plus
T. 63%.
And you will want to fill out your profile because it tells people a little bit about you. And if you put certain words in your profile that indicate your interests or where you live or that kind of thing, and people search for those terms, then they will find you and they will put you on their followers, on their following list. In Twitter, there are followers and followed. So they will put you on their following list, and you, in turn, if you have it set up this way, you can get an email saying that so-and-so is following you, and you, in turn, can go check out their profile and see who they are.
Arranger.
Okay.
One items. Name, their net, list, end.
Then it asks, it tells you, you can put in your name. Mine's already in there, which yours probably will be too.
Zero followers.
Tells you how many following you have, how many you're following, and how many followers you have.
Zero updates.
And it tells you how many updates to your timeline you have made. And since I just set this up, there are zero.
List of two items.
Updates, alt plus shift plus zero.
You can go to your updates if you have updates. And updates, I should point out, not only includes your updates, but it includes updates from people you are following.
Favorites, alt plus shift plus F.
You can mark someone's update as a favorite. For instance, to go back and look at later, it's something really good, you want to keep it forever, you can mark it as a favorite. I think you can unmark things after a certain amount of time as well. And we'll go into how to mark things as favorites in just a second.
List end. Link. Footer. List of 12 items.
Now we get back to the footer again, which was just
copyright, 2000
copyright
about
us, blah, 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 blah. The only problem about where my screen reader put me on this page, as I just discovered, is that it puts you in the name field, what your name is, and then shows you the updates, etc. But it leaves it that is underneath, at least the way I'm viewing the web page, the things you can do with your profile. So let me go back up.
Same page link, skip, skip the navigate, same list end. Link.
Twitter.com plus add your own photo here.
You can add your photo.
Or enter.
No thanks. That's basically the only other thing you can do on this site, this particular page. Now, like I said, there is a footer, and that includes all the copyrights, and we're just going to quickly go down those links, and then we will get to other things you can do with your Twitter account here. All right.
List of six items.
Now, these are some things you can go into now. Like before. Home.
Profile alt plus shift plus P.
Profile.
Find people alt plus shift plus equals.
Find people.
Settings alt plus.
Same page link, sign out.
Okay.
Settings, alt plus shift plus S.
Now we want to go into the settings of your account.
Alt plus shift plus P.
App start. 82%. Twitter.com.
And you can change
Internet
various in the way it operates.
Twitter.com.
List end. Same page link, skip the sign in form. Same page link, jump to the sidebar, Alt plus Shift, same page link, skip the navigation, same,
okay.
Same list of LAN. LAN, Aaron Edgar, list of six items, account.
Password, devices.
You can change your password. You can, the devices thing we'll go back into in just a second. You can set Twitter up to receive updates by text message and send updates by text message.
Notices. Picture.
Picture.
Design.
Design.
Present. Land. Name. Edit Aaron Edgar. Enter your real name so people you know can recognize you.
I'm not sure about what notices and design do. I've never messed with those. So now we get back to some form fields you can fill in. Your real name.
Username. Edit Arinter. Your URL. http://twitter.com/Arinter. No spaces, please. Email. Edit Sprite 1. The time zone. Time zone. Collects more info URL.
Okay, so now we're getting to the more info page. You had your time zone. Now you can enter your URL if you have a website.
Edit. Have an omnibus or a blog. Put the address here.
You can also add Twitter to your site here.
Or you can add Twitter to your site as a widget.
Land. One line bio. Edit.
You put your bio here.
Forms mode on. Location. Edit. Type in text.
And you type in your city location. If you want, you can also leave it blank.
Language, English, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
You can choose your language.
Protect my updates, to check press space bar.
This simply means that you can protect your updates so that only certain people can view them, and you can choose who you want to view them. I don't have mine protected. Some people only want friends and family to view their updates, so they will protect them.
Edit.
Public timeline.
Save to activate press space bar.
Now you will save it. I'm not exactly sure what the public timeline is either. So you can save this, and we'll save it.
Forms mode off. App start. 50%. List end. Same page link. Skip assignment form. What? Thanks. Your settings have been saved.
Okay, that's where it put me.
Land.
Aaron Edgar.
Land. Aaron Edgar. List of six accounts.
Password. Devices.
Okay, now we're going to go back into the devices section. The account section we'll visit at the end when I want to actually delete this thing. And I'll show you how to delete it. So we're going to go into devices and show you how to put your phone on there so you can send and receive text messages.
Save. App start. 56%. Aaron Edgar.
Okay, we're at a heading with my name. This is my account.
List of six items.
Account, password,
devices,
notices, picture, design.
List end. Land. Twitter is more fun when used through your mobile phone. Set yours up. Land. Home. Land.
That's a little picture of a phone.
Mobile phone. Land. Please proceed your number with a plus of your country code, leaving off the leading zero of your number if applicable. Land.
Need help?
Land. Edit.
Okay. You just do what it tells you to do there. You write in your phone, your area code, your phone number, if you need help, you can, of course, go into that help link that's above the edit field. At least from my point of view, it's above the edit field.
Save.
And you save it. And Twitter will send you an email confirming that that is indeed your number and give you, in the email, the number that you will use to send messages to Twitter. Underneath that save button, we've got a couple of things. I don't know why it's set up that way. I don't know whether it's set up that way for sighted people as well. But we've got...
Land. It's okay for Twitter to send TXT messages to my phone. Standard rate supply.
Okay. Twitter can send text messages to your phone. And that's a checkbox. You can either say yes or no.
It's okay for Twitter to send TXT messages to my phone. Standard rate supply.
Yes.
Land. Twitter with SMS. Land. Sending updates to Twitter while you're away from your computer makes things much more interesting. Land. It's all done through text messages aka SMS, which you probably use all the time anyway, so there's not much to learn. Land. Twitter doesn't charge anything for this, but be sure to know what your text plan looks like with your wireless carrier. Land. If you use your mobile in Canada, the United States, or India, you can also receive updates via SMS. You can text off to stop receiving and on to start. Again. Land. Footer. List of 12 items.
And then it goes back to the footer again, and underneath the footer is my account settings. You're basically the way in which you can manipulate your account. Also, as a side note, talking about email messages that Twitter will send you, that just reminded me that since I created my Twitter account, I will have a message in my inbox that says, "Welcome to Twitter," and it basically tells you, gives you brief instructions on how to set up your profile and your settings. Okay, now that we've done this and made some changes to this account, I'm going to actually sign out and sign back in, just to show you how it works.
Same page link sign out. App start. Same page link 50%. Skip the navigation mode plus shift plus 2 same page link.
All right.
94% error.
Still thinking. It's being very slow today.
Twitter, one list of four items. Same page list of four items. Same page link skip out of a
moment.
Same page link skip assignment form.
I'm going to do that.
Edit. Username or email address. Edit. Form
vote. Okay.
Please sign and edit password. Please sign and frame remember me to check press space bar. Please sign and frame sign in to for alert. Do you want Firefox to remember this password? Remember Alt plus R. Never for this site. Alt plus E. Not now. Alt plus N. Close this message. App start. Jump to the sidebar. Alt plus shift plus 3 same page link. 100%.
Now that we've signed in again, it has landed me in the what are you doing box, where you type in your 140 character or less little snippet. In order to find that out,
140.
If you press up arrow, it says 140, so now you know.
Edit.
Where you are. I'm going to type in just a little message. It will demonstrate the dynamic nature of the little character counter here. I am just...
What are you doing? And I am just...
I just typed, what are you doing? I am just... And so I have how many characters left?
130.
130 characters.
I am just edit.
Testing this new account, which I can never spell properly.
Forms mobile, virtual PC.
So now how many do I have left?
105. Update.
And then there's the update button, and I'm just going to put this.
What are you doing? Alt plus shift plus U update. What are you doing? Alt plus shift plus U. What are you doing? Edit. Latest. I am just testing this new account. Update.
Okay, so now it put me back on the update button, where I could type in yet another update. Then, if you go underneath that, you have a little timeline that says.
Latest. I am blank. Latest. I am just testing this new account less than 5 seconds ago.
And it tells you when it was posted, less than 5 seconds ago. Not only will it include your update, but it will include other people that you are following. It will include their updates. I'm going to show you how to put in a follower, how to find people, and actually start following somebody.
Links list. Find some friends. App start.
What are you doing?
29%.
Okay.
Find list of find people. Follow them.
And that's where it landed me.
List of four items.
Find on Twitter. Find on other networks. Invite by email. Suggested users.
Twitter has added this new thing. Not only can you find on Twitter, find on other networks, but you can also find people on their suggested followers list. If you pull up that list, it gives you people that, you know, you might want to follow. And they're generally, they're just a bunch of celebrities and CNN News, Britney Spears, other people of note. I'm just going to go into the Find on Twitter,
find on Twitter
option, which is the first one.
What are you doing?
App start. 40%.
Click here.
Arrow.
Still thinking.
You can search for people you know who already have a Twitter account. Blank. Who are you looking for? Blank. Edit.
That's where it landed me. And let's see. Who am I looking for? Leo Laporte. Let's try him. He is a technology guru of sorts.
Search to activate press space bar.
Who has a network of various shows that he does called TWIT. T-W-I-T, which stands for his main show, which is called This Week in Tech.
Forms mobile, app start, 42%. Twitter, what are you doing? Arrow. Four results in 0.010 seconds. Name results for Leo Laporte.
Okay.
Blank, edit Leo Laporte. Search. Blank, search for a username. First or blank, list of four items.
Leo Laporte.
And then you can search again if you don't like what you found.
Leo Laporte.
/ Leo Laporte, I've experiments to run. There is research to be done. Other people who are watching with live. 106,372 followers. From Petaluma, California.
And that's actually the one that we want.
USA. Updated.
About 20 hours ago.
Follow.
Leo Laporte, Tycoon Bot.
If there are several results, it will put all of them up, and it will put their latest update and their username that goes along with the actual first and last name. And you can see if those are the if one of them is the person that you want. And this is another the same person.
Fake Leo Laporte. I make money by rambling. Life is good. Not the real Leo Laporte. 530 followers. From fake Petaluma. Not updated.
Oh, that's funny.
8:51 p.m. Feb 10.
Follow.
Leo Laporte a robot. Robotic Leo.
Leo Laporte a robot. Leo Laporte is a time traveling robot created by the evil Dr. Patrick Morton. 196 followers. From the future. Updated.
Okay, so you can follow all of these. There's a button, which is what that little clicking noise means, that says follow. And I'm just going to follow the first one. That's the one we want.
Follow. Follow.
Let's say follow.
USA got updated.
About 20 hours ago.
Following.
Now, that button has changed to the word following. So now you know you are following Leo Laporte, or at least I am in this case. Okay, now that we've found and it shows that we are following Leo Laporte, we can go down way below the footer. And, of course, we have that home profile, find people.
Same page when sign out.
And sign out.
List ad. Save.
Home plus ship plus eight.
And we're going to go home.
App start. 95%. Zero results at 0, 2, 1. Ten list of three items. What to do now? 1. Tell us what you're doing in the box above.
Okay.
2.
Find some friends.
Okay, we visited that. We've done both of those things.
And follow what they're doing. 3.
Turn on your mobile phone.
To update your friends on the go.
And we looked at that.
List ad.
Air Nectar.
Lang. Arranger. Lang.
1 following. 0 followers.
I have 1 following. I have 0 followers.
1 update.
And 1 update. Now I will go into my update and show you something here real quick.
100%. Arrow.
Add your own photo here. Twitter.com.
Lang. List ad. Same page. Link skip. List ad. Lang. Arranger.
It landed on my name again.
List of what I am just testing this new account.
Okay, there's my update underneath my name, my username.
10 minutes ago.
Now, it has 10 minutes ago that I posted this, and that is a link. And if I go into that...
0 results and 0 71%.
I'll have a few options here.
I am just testing this new account.
11 minutes ago.
From where?
The phone profile bigger. Arranger.
Aaron Edgar. Favorite this update.
That is a favorite this update button. You can mark it as... I can mark it as a favorite if I want it.
Delete this update.
I can delete it.
Lang. Footer.
And then you go back to the footer again. Sighted people can favorite updates by hovering over them and clicking the star that appears or some such way, and we don't have that capability, and so I've been pondering this for several days now, how to do that on the Twitter website, so now I know. I would like to next talk about what you can do from here. If you've got questions about how to do anything in Twitter, there is a help and support center. They just call it help, and you can go in there, and they have various entries in their blog that tell you how to do things. I will talk about a few here, but there are more listed in there that you can find out about yourself. I went over how to create a favorite, and the cited way is in there, but that little way I just showed you by clicking the button was not in there, so I was glad to know about that. Other things that that help system has in it are various conventional abbreviations that you can use when creating an update. For instance, let's say I was going to reply to what someone I was following said, and this reply was going to be visible publicly. I would put at the very beginning of my tweet, which is what an update is called, @X, which is his username, space, and then the text of my reply. So that would mean that this reply is going to X in reference to something that X said, and it's available publicly for anyone to see. A lot of these little abbreviations I'm talking about, they're mostly very small because, like we've been saying, the text that you can have in your tweet is only 140 or less. Another thing you can do is you can direct message someone privately so that this post to Twitter will be visible on your timeline, on the other person's timeline, but to no one else. It's a private post. So to do that, you would say @, and his username, so @Y, and then the little message. And it will go to Y, and it will be on his timeline from you. If Y wanted to reply to me privately, he would do @ Aaron B. Edgar, which is the hypothetical name in this account, and his reply. These D and R are in capital letters. One last rather important convention, which really isn't a Twitter command per se, but so many people are doing it that it's kind of morphed into that, is a retweet. A retweet is basically saying, this tweet from so-and-so was really cool, and I'm going to post it verbatim so other people can see it who might not be following this person. So say I'm following Y, and something that he said was really interesting, and I wanted my followers to know about it. So I would say capital R, lowercase t, space, at Y, so that means I am retweeting something Y said, space, and then the tweet text. You can post URLs in your tweets, in a tweet update. But keep in mind that URLs can get very long. So you can use a service like TinyURL or SnipURL, and there are a lot of other ones too, to shorten a URL down to 25 characters or something small that you can put in a tweet with a little comment about it. I would also like to state as well that when I was telling you about putting at the username and a message, it doesn't necessarily mean you're replying to what someone said. It really means you're trying to get that person's attention. So you could be answering a question, but you could be also telling that person something. I don't think I made that clear when I first gave the explanation. I would also like to touch in passing on ways in which you can search Twitter not only for people, but also for topics of conversation. We know, for instance, by going to twitter.com, you can search for people by first and last name or by username. But what if you wanted to search for a particular topic of conversation, say a current event that you want to find tweets about and see what people are saying about? Well, you can go to sites such as search.twitter.com, and you can look for various keywords. Say, for instance, President Obama, just to give an obvious one. Well, it will pull up posts with that particular keyword in it. If you, when you're writing a tweet, want to flag a particular keyword in your post, like say you wanted to flag President Obama, as being important, to make sure that it gets pulled up with other posts with that same word in it, you would precede the word with a pound sign. This is called a hashtag, so that if people are searching for a particular topic, your post will come up. That pound sign sort of acts as insurance, so to speak. Those are the main Twitter conventions I wanted to go over. There are several things you can do through text messaging that I won't go into. You can look in the help section. There are sections that show you how to do those things. We've talked about finding people and following people, but lastly, let me demonstrate how to remove someone from your following list. If you go to your Twitter homepage, which would be http://www.twitter.com/ and then your username, you have, like we said before, we visited it before, your updates, the timeline of all the updates you've received from yourself and other people. And above that, you have your list of followers and the people you are following, and they are links. And if you want to block someone, block one of your followers from seeing your updates, you can go into that follower's username, and you will have there will be a block button, and you can click that. Let's say I just want to remove someone from my following list, from the people I'm following. The only person I've got is Leo Laporte, and I'm just going to show you how to remove someone.
One following.
So you have one following. That is the link you will go into. To block someone who is following you, you will go into the link that says how many followers you have. I have zero, so of course I can't block anybody. Going into the one following link, it's thinking.
75%, arrow. Bullet same page link skip past bullet
up. M.Twitter.
Exclaim. Bullet same page link skip the navigation alt question bullets bullet list end. Land.
Twitter.com.
You follow one person.
Invite more.
You can invite more people.
Leo Laporte.
/Leo Laporte. Remove.
And you can remove the follower. It will have, if you're following a bunch of people, it will have the name and then the remove button and then a whole list of your other followers in that same format.
Footer.
Okay, and then you're back to the footer. So I'm just going to remove him.
Remove.
Press that button. And then the page changes and you get to his username again.
Follow.
And then you get to a follow button. So you can follow him again if you accidentally remove the wrong person. And then underneath that, it says...
Okay, you're no longer following Leo Laporte. Land footer.
And then you get back to that footer.
Twitter/people are in your follows.
Okay, and the site I'm at is currently still the Twitter of the people I follow site. And lastly, I'm going to delete my account. I'll show you how the process is done. And I've gone into my settings, and then I went into my account. And I'm going to go into delete my account.
Remove. App start 57%.
Twitter.com.
I vote this action is permanent. Lang, are you sure you don't want to reconsider? Was it something we said?
Tell us.
Lang.
This is your last opportunity. If you're not happy, tell him why.
Before you delete your account, notice. List of 5 items. 1. This action is permanent. Account restoration is currently disabled. 2. You do not need to delete your account to change your username. You can change it on the settings page. All of your replies and followers will remain unchanged. 3. Your account may be viewable on Twitter.com for a few days after deletion. 4. If you're creating a new account and want to use the same username, phone number, and /email address associated with this account, you must first change them on this account before you delete it. If you don't, the information will be tied to this account and unavailable for use. 5. We have no control over content indexed by search engines like Google. List end. Lang. Okay, fine. Delete my account.
There you go. That's what you'll want to do if you want to delete it. I would just like to say one thing about the accessible Twitter website. Basically, a way in which blind and low vision people can use Twitter. It makes it a little bit easier. From the low vision perspective, the font is bigger. There's better contrast. You can even put the resolution higher or lower, and it still apparently looks fine. I don't know this for certain. I haven't obviously tested it out since I can't see. But for those of us who can't see, the form fields are marked up a little better for filling out the forms. The pages are basically, they're a little bit easier to navigate, a little bit cleaner than actual Twitter pages on the Twitter website. In order to really figure out what all the features are, you should probably check it out yourself. I like it. I don't like it enough to use it instead of the Twitter website. it's nice, but I still can do most of what I want on the Twitter website itself without having to go to this website. Still, I think it's a fantastic idea, and I know a lot of people who use it quite a bit. It's also worth pointing out that not only is there accessible Twitter, but there are other Twitter applications that will make your experience more pleasurable, if you will, and Twitter easier to work with. These applications are not made by Twitter, if you will. They are, you know, made by other people and give you a different way to interact with the website. A lot of them will take your tweets. They will constantly monitor your Twitter account and take your tweets and put them on your desktop or somewhere where you can look at them without having to be really logged into your account and looking at the web page all the time. And with a lot of these applications, you can do other things with your tweets. You can reply directly to someone if you want to. They'll have a way in which to do that, a way in which to go to URLs that are referenced in the tweets that you download, etc. Some of these include TweetDeck is one. There's one called Twirl. I don't know if those are accessible or not. And I use one called Jotter, which is actually not a special application, but is a set of scripts that is written for the JAWS screen reader. You have to have JAWS, of course, in order for it to work, but it does essentially all the same things I just mentioned previously. So I find that works for me, and that's what I use to work with Twitter. I find it a lot easier than going to the website all the time. I can just monitor my tweets as I'm doing other tasks, and if I want to post one, I can post it essentially from my desktop without having to log in. It keeps me continuously logged in, and I can be doing other tasks at the same time. Let me wrap up by saying that I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope it was informative. I will give you now my contact information because I'm sure that some of you in particular will have questions for me. I have recorded this podcast twice, fully, and portions of it several times. So I may have missed something or actually said something clearer in another portion of it. If you've got questions, you can contact me in one of two ways. I will give my personal contact information here. I have an email account and Twitter account specifically for professional use. I will not give that one here. Incidentally, I am a mediator and do other sorts of legal-related thing, conflict resolution types of things. So if you want to follow me professionally, get in touch with me, and we'll see about that. My personal Twitter username is Sprite156, that's S-P-R-I-T-E 156, and my email address is sprite156@gmail.com. So like I said, if you've got any questions for me, please feel free to let me know. Please also feel free to let me know any ways in which I could have made this podcast better or things that you especially liked about it. Like I said, I'm not a professional, but I want to get better and better. So anything that you can tell me about, you know, quality feedback, essentially, I'd like to hear. So thank you very much for bearing with me through this whole process. I hope you have a wonderful time Twittering.
It's the Molly Rant.
Molly.
I'm going to go back up to where it says full name, and I'm going to enter mine.
Secure connection.
It would enter yours.
Can't read this username edit type of text.
It's going to say can't read this for some reason, and that is regarding the CAPTCHA. It's saying it. I'm not sure why. Please ignore it. It now wants your username. So I'm going to put in as my username following.
Can't read password edit type of text.
Now it will ask for your password that you want. I will put that in.
Can't read this email.
Your email address.
Please send me email updates.
Please send me email updates. That is a checkbox that you can check. I don't really care about receiving them, so I won't check it.
Can't read this.
Here's the CAPTCHA. Woohoo!
Can't read this. Activate. Press spacebar.
Okay, I'm going to have to
skip past navigation. Hello. Can't read. Blow up. Land. Round for left. Land. Create. Land.
Help.
Land. Powered by Reek. Land.
Listen. All right. Listen to the words. This is what we want, and we will see if I can do it this way, because this is the way most of you will probably do it. I have WebVism. I'll try and submit it to WebVism, but we'll try the words first. Audio CAPTCHA.
Please type the words.
Young boy. Why you have a dog like that?
Once again, the words are.
Young boy. Why you have a dog like that?
Okay. Well, I don't know how many of those words it wants me to enter.
Leave it venue. Can't read this.
But I'm going to type in what I think
can't read this.
It wants.
Can't read this. Edit. Hold on. Secure connection. Activate. Response. Mode off. 56%.
Thinking.
Hey, edit amateur account. Email. Hey, I want to inside scoop and I want to inside scoop and dash. Please send me email updates. Type the words above. Edit. Can't read this. Items.
Get some new words.
Listen.
All right. Apparently, it didn't like what I typed. So I'm going to listen
Land.
To the words.
Listen to the words.
Again.
Type the words.
I'd like to call up the hospital, honey, but I don't want to disturb.
Once again, the words are.
I'd like to call up the hospital, honey, I don't want to disturb.
Now, I have a hard time believing that it wants me to enter all those words, but I'm going to see.
Can't read it. Hold on. Secure connection.
It sounded like it said, I'd like to call the hospital, honey, but I don't want to disturb.
Can't read this. I hold on. App start. Okay, edit arrow.
Listen. And apparently it didn't like that either. Alright. So I'm going
to
try and get two new words before I break down and use WebVism and see if it works.
Full
name. Can't read this. Words above. Edit. Can't read this. List of two items.
Get two new words. Type the words above. Get two new words. Listen to the words.
Alright, it doesn't let me get two new words, so I'm going to listen to the words.
Type the words
again.
Please type the words.
And plus Perry's loot.
Also plus what? Once again, the words are.
And plus Perry's loot.
Also plus what?
Oh my gosh, I just realized something. The words it wants you to type are very faint. I had to put my ear up to the speaker even to hear murmurs of them. So I'm going to have to put in headphones in order to do this. This is why blind people have a lot of beef about CAPTCHA. You hear it everywhere. Why we don't like it. Even audio CAPTCHA is more than a little difficult. So let me see if I can put in some headphones and see if that helps. All right, well, the headphones didn't do any good. So it also will allow you to download the sound as an MP3 file, but I don't see what difference that will make. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down and submit this to WebVism. I know that those of you using Internet Explorer or another web browser, or who don't have WebVism on Firefox, can't do this. You might, if you have trouble with the audio CAPTCHA like I just did, need some sighted assistance. I understand why Twitter wants you to sign in using a CAPTCHA because of spam problems, but
can't resist. I want the inside scoop.
That is why
can't resist edit.
We have problems. Okay, I'm going to submit this to WebVism and see what we come up with.
Table page, solid CAPTCHA. A little solution was found for this CAPTCHA. Submit a new one. Error 31. Close this message. Leaving menus. CAPTCHA.
Great! No solution was found. I guess I'm stuck. I will have to get some sighted assistance and come back to this podcast at a later time. It's the moment.